Welcome to your cycling news on Friday, the 30th of January. Sam Welsford claimed victory in the men's Cad 11's Great Ocean Road Criterium after sprinting to the win from a breakaway group. The race was lively from the start, with attacks shaping the day before a strong move finally stayed clear of the peloton. In the closing laps, Welsford judged his effort perfectly, using his speed to beat his fellow escapees and take a confident boosting victory on home roads as the new season gathers momentum. In the women's race, the expected bunch sprint ultimately decided the outcome despite several attempts to break away. The approach to the finish was hectic, with no single team able to fully control the peloton, creating a tense and disorganized run to the line. In that chaotic finale, Martina Fidanza kept her composure, launching a sprint at exactly the right moment to secure the victory for Visma Lizebike Women. This win marks Fidanza's first success of the season and opens up the 2026 victory card for her team. Organisers of the Melbourne to Warrnambool Classic are reviewing the future of the event after recent bushfires in the Otways region caused damage and raised safety concerns. The long-standing men's event and its women's counterpart have deep community roots, but the impact of fires on roads, surrounding forests and local services means organisers must carefully assess whether the original route remains safe and viable. The review will consider road conditions, emergency access, the well-being of riders and support crews, and the broader effect on local towns that host and benefit from the events. No final decision has been made yet, but officials emphasizing they want to balance tradition with rider safety and realities of changing conditions on the ground. Race directors and local authorities are in consultations as they weigh options for a change to the course, different dates, or, in a worst-case scenario, postponement. The outcome will be announced once all factors have been thoroughly evaluated. Ben Healy has extended his contract with EF Education EasyPost, committing his future to the team beyond the 2026 season. The Irish rider says he wants to lead by example, continuing to grow his role both as a key performer and as a voice within the squad. Healy has already shown his versatility with strong results in one-day races, Healy Classics and breakaways, and he sees the extension as a chance to build consistency and push for bigger targets with the support of a team that backs his aggressive racing style. The deal also brings continuity to EF Education EasyPost roster as they plan for the coming seasons, with Healy expected to play a central part in their strategy across classics, stage races and grand tours. For Healy, staying with the team brings stability and a platform to keep improving as he enters the prime years of his career. This was your cycling news for this week. Remember, tune in to our website sbs.com.au/sport for all your cycling needs.